This is Lorene Gilbert, President WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is flying in style. Many of us take for granted that we can fly anywhere around the country or even around the globe. And there are lots of options when choosing how to fly. So how do you get the most value for your flight dollars? There are lots of options if you're looking to fly in economy class by doing internet searches for the least expensive fares. But when you're looking to fly in style and go business or first class, the options are not as transparent. Here are some tips on how to upgrade your flights while still on a budget. The key to getting upgrades is to pick one airline and try to do the majority of your travel on that one airline. That way, you can acquire status on one carrier. The more miles you fly in a year, the higher your status will be on that airline. Most airlines are also part of an alliance with other carriers so that you can earn miles through a number of airline carriers within the alliance. Some airlines also give you extra miles for flying business or first class. When you're booking your flights, understand how the airline treats upgrades. Some airlines will allow you to purchase an economy ticket and then upgrade that ticket with miles and dollars. Some airlines will give you upgrade segments or make them available for purchase. Another trick when booking flights is to look at using miles one way and pay for the other direction. I'll oftentimes look at using miles to get a first class one-way ticket and then purchase the return flight. Since there are limited seats available with miles, this is sometimes a better strategy than trying to get a round trip with miles. Also, consider getting a credit card that gives you miles on your preferred airline. This will help you acquire miles faster. Make sure you understand the rules when you get a new credit card, as many of them have yearly limits on how many miles you can acquire. And the upfront bonus miles usually have purchase requirements within the first few months of using that credit card. When booking international flights that are business or first class, you may want to compare a few options. If you're an American Express Platinum card holder, they have a travel desk that can shop for the best upgraded tickets. Also, there are ticket brokers who specialize in these upgraded tickets at a discount. Finally, a strategy to still fly first class but bring down the overall price is to fly the short legs of the trip in coach and the longer legs in first class. You can still add your name to the upgrade list on those shorter legs, but if you don't get it, you know you'll still have a longer flight in first class. Happy travels with cocktails, food, and a roomy seat. This is Lorene Gilbert. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.